Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Colleen, Daytime After Dark, and today we have one of the most amazing guests that actually I've been wanting since I started the show, and I am like in this happy mood because it's, you know, to give me 11 years to do this and get this, and I am just thrilled. And let me bring Nadia on.
Hi.
Hey, Nadia.
Hi, hey. How are you?
So, why don't you make our introduction?
Okay, so today's guest is going to be Mark, was on As the World Turns and Days.
Yeah, he's been on so many shows, you guys. And may I say, he still looks hot. I'm just pointing that out. And he's on now, so I will bring him on. Hey, Mark.
Hello, how are you all doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
I'm
Thank you all very
Nadia
much for having me.
And we kind of do, I asked you a couple of questions, and then she will ask you a couple of questions, and then if we have fan calls, you know, then you take them, and then our co-host will ask you a couple. But since, you know, it is Nadia and myself, I might just hog you for the whole time. And I will be okay with that. I will be okay with that. But, you know, Nadia might not be okay with that. So, like I said, it took me 11 years to get you on here. I mean, I've been wanting you on here ever since At the World Turns left the air. Like, I've been, you know, and I've, you know, so, you know, I mean, not in other words, you know, they do not name two soaps with A's. I really think that's bad for American people. But, so, on your time as At the World Turns as Mike Kavanaugh, how was it? Because I love you on it, and I thought you were great on it.
Well, thank you very much. First off, thank you all very much for having me on your show. I'm very honored and excited to be here, so thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. As the World Turns was great. It was my first contract job. And, you know, it got me to move to New York City the time I was living in L.A. And it was a place that I truly loved going to work every day. And we all got along extraordinarily well. And it was, you're talking about the second oldest scripted show in television. And so it was, you know, it's a part of history. So I was very appreciative and very thankful to be able to be on there.
Yeah, I mean, I never thought in a million years they would actually take it off. And, like, I'm still bitter about it because, I mean, it was such an awesome, you know, soap. And, you know, it went back so many places, I mean, so many decades. And, of course, they have to tell everyone, the American people, oh, we are counting another word. Other routines and Guiding Light on April Fool's Day. I still don't think that's funny. Ever. They could have picked another day just to ruin everyone's day except April Fool's Day because it ruined a lot of people's, day. So, yeah. So how do you feel? Because, okay, it was off in 2011, and you were there from 2009, or 2002 to 2009. So why did you leave? Why did my handsome Mike leave? I mean, I'm trying to remember, but
I had actually done one contract, and then we did kind of a shorter contract, and I knew that, you know, I wanted to do different things, and I didn't know, you know, exactly where I was going to be living, New York or L.A., and so, you know, I just decided, because that was my first contract, I wanted to go out there and do other things, and I know it was really hard. In some sense, I was glad that I was not there when the show ended. I think that would have been really hard. I know it was hard for a lot of fans. I'm sure it was really hard for a lot of the actors. I wasn't there at the time, but still it was, you know, I think that's, you know, one of your first places you work at that you had such a great experience in. It was, in some ways, I'm glad I was not there. I think that would have been difficult to have to kind of be there when they turn off the lights, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And what was your favorite storyline on there? Because, I mean, you were on there forever and really great forever. So what was your favorite storyline?
I think it was probably Mike was with Katie, and he had an affair with Carly, and they weren't sure whose baby it was. And that whole storyline, one, there was always really great writing on our show, but that particular storyline, one, I got to work with Terry and Michael Park and Laura West, and all of us together worked so well together, and we had a lot of fun, and it was just written so well. I really enjoyed that storyline a lot. That one's the one that probably sticks out the most to me.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you and Mara had really great chemistry on the show. You guys did. I mean, it was really good. It was really hot. It was really believable. And, you know, it was this, you know, Mike, Roseanne, Carly triangle kind of, you know, was like, oh my gosh, okay, I hope, you know, Roseanne and Carly don't kill each other.
Right.
Because they both feel for you, and I'm like, okay, you know, I did not feel sorry for you because of the fact that you were having women fighting all over you. See, I think that would be the best job in the whole wide world. So I think,
well, it was,
you know,
it was fun.
Yeah, I mean, since the longevity of, you know, that's so, and I get that it's hard for actors, you know, not to want to sign like a 3-year contract or anything, because then they are locked in and then they might not be able to do anything else if they are locked into a contract. So I understand when you left, even though I cried, you know, I'm like, no, they can't do this to me, but obviously, they did it to me. So, yeah. And then you went on to Days of Our Life. So I got happy again.
I
love you on Days. I mean, I love Days. I mean, Days is my number two soap after General. So how was that experience? Because Days of Our Life,
That was another really great experience, because interestingly, when I was a kid, my mom was always watching Days of Our Lives. So in a sense, I kind of grew up seeing a lot of Days of Our Lives, and, you know, there were so many, you know, being a little kid and seeing when, you know, Bo returns on Harley and everything, and just all these memories stick in my head. So here I'm working on a show, and it was another place where people were just really kind, and you know, there was senior people that had been there a long time, like Christian Alfonso and Suzanne Rogers, who were just the nicest people, and they always went out of their way every day to say hi to especially the new people and talk to people, and you know, it was a really good experience as well.
You know, like, I know some of the guys over Molly Cruz and James Runners and Eric Masoff, you know, they've all been on here. So, you know, it's kind of nice you know, that you were on it. So how, I'm trying to remember who you were, what you were doing on there, actually, because it's so long ago. I mean, okay, I knew you were with Jennifer for a while, and, you know, and you were a pharmacy rep. I do remember
that. It was very different than Mike, which was what was really fun about it. It was, I was playing a sales rep, and I was interested in Jennifer, and I think we went out on one date or something like that, and she didn't want to go out anymore. And so I became obsessed with her, and
kind of
became the
stalk.
Yeah. So I was stalking her and everything else, and then my character died at the end. So it was... You know, it's a really shocking thing to read that your character is going to die, because I didn't know. And so I read it in the script and it shocks you a little bit. But it was a lot of fun. It was great working with this guy, Sean Christian. Obviously, interestingly enough, was the very passing off on As the World Turns.
Exactly,
so he and I are working together. So, and he was wonderful.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
was Melissa. It was great.
Both of you were great as Mike, and that's what I was going to ask you, because you guys ended up both on Days, and you were
right.
You know, playing the same role on As the Returns. So you got to actually know each other well when you were on Days, because, you know, it's very, you know, hard when a recast comes in, but you stole the part, and you won my heart over as Mike. I love Sean. I hope he comes on someday, but I thought you were the great Mike. So, you know, but Liam kind of scared me. Till the end. Don't make Liam crazy and obsessed with Jennifer. Don't do this to me. And then when they killed you off, I got mad. And, you know, I should be thankful Twitter wasn't that big then, because I would have got myself in a whole lot of trouble while I really wanted to say. Yeah, because it was just like, don't kill him. And so I know that, yeah, I'm, and Nadia, I promise I won't take any of your questions like I always do. But 90210, I have to go there.
Yeah.
If I don't go there, I will be a really bad reporter here. I loved it. I loved it when you came on there. And how was that? Because it was just the ending almost of 90210. It was like the eighth or ninth season of 90210. I watched every episode, and when I saw you on there, I got happy. So how was that? Because that was prime time. So how was that for you?
It was a interesting experience, because it was one of my really first shows. It was the first show that I had a bigger role, in a sense, as a guest starring role. And so, but they were winding down this season. And once again, I swear I've been really fortunate that another group of really great people. I can remember I had some great experiences. There was a scene for a whole group of us. I think I was talking to everybody about investing in the company, and so we're in between takes, and Luke Perry is there, who's obviously passed away, and he was such a kind man, and it gave me a really good lesson right on. He had said, "How long have you been out here?" I said, "About 2 or 3 years." And he said, "Wow, you got this job already?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I hope you know how fortunate you are, because I went on and gave some crazy number, hundreds of auditions before I even got my first job." And he said, "You know, I hope, you know, really take it in." And it really, you know, when you're new, I don't know that you appreciate the thing, because it's happened. And here you had someone at the time who was one of the biggest household names in our business, you know, kind of helping me understand, you know, how the opportunity I had here and be able to appreciate it in a different way. And, And he was great and really kind, and everybody there was really great to work with. It was a good experience.
I mean, yeah, in my opinion, once you make it on 90210, you really arrived at stardom. I mean, even though you've been on other soaps, like getting a primetime night soap, I think always helps you with the game of your career, because primetime and daytime is so different, and it is so different. But I love 90210. I did not like the reboot of 90210 when they did a couple of years ago, like 5 years ago. But then they brought it back. It brought it back 2 years ago, and I was happy. And then they had to cancel it, so I was mad. I'm still mad because it's just like, okay, you bring my show back, and then you cancel it. Okay, fine. You guys are mean. And you've been on so many other primetime shows. You know, and you have something in, it's completed. You did a soap movie. Can you tell us about that?
The most recent one was a film called Garage, and Aaron Sanders was the writer of it. He's actually written a novel. He's a very good writer, and he had it's his story basically about going through child abuse, and so that's kind of what the story entails there. And right now they're in the phase of submitting it to the short film festivals and bringing a lot of awareness to PTSD that children go through, and as they grow up into adults they still carry with them. So he's been able to bring a lot of awareness to that through the film.
Oh, my God. And where can people, when it's done and completed, where can people find this? Because, of course,
right now they don't have a place for it because they just completed it, I believe, in February of this year. And right now they're just sending it out to the festivals. But I will, I think I have you all's email. As soon as I know, I'll forward it on to you all for sure.
Well, yeah, and so before I forget, I have two more questions, and then one of them, Nadia, will take over because I'm nice today. But tell us more about the SoapCon on May 1st. So what is that about? Because we've had a couple of people on here already about it, but let's, when is it, of course, you're looking forward to it, but so what is this all about?
Well, SoapCon is really, I'm surprised that someone hasn't started it earlier. So I think that the creators of this really did a good job of doing this, because obviously, you know about the things that have Comic-Con and different things like that. And, you know, the comic fans are huge and very passionate, and so are soap fans. And so people really stick with them because we're in people's bedrooms and TVs and living rooms every day. They get used to seeing you, and so they have an opportunity here to do SoapCon, and there's a group of us from As Well Turns that are going to be on 1 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, and it's going to be Colleen Zink and Trent Dawson, myself, Terry Kahn and Austin Peck are going to be on tomorrow. If you go on to, I believe it's SoapConLive.com, you can find out all the schedules. There's a lot of different other shows. I think The Doctors starts at first tomorrow, and then there's going to be a few others. So, basically people are going to be able to see a stream and watch us talk about behind-the-scenes things or any questions that people have. And I think from there, through their website, you can arrange meet and greets with, particular people that you want to meet and greet with, or signed autographs or greetings. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't talked to Terry in a very long time. Trent and Colleen and I had done the locker room, recently, so I got to see them. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited for it.
Yeah, and since you will see my darling Terry and Trent and Austin, tell them they haven't been on here in a while, if you guess, and just remind them they have not been on here in 6 or 7 months. And I love all three of them. I love all of them. And they've all been on. And Trent, you literally come home whenever I beg him to. I'll ask him really, really nicely. So, yeah, if you could do that, that would be great. Because I love
Absolutely.
Them. I love them all. They are so sweet and kind. And I love all of them. And, you know, Austin was also on Days. You know, but
right.
also on As the Virgin. So, you know, I mean, Austin Peck, great. Ah. So my last question before I let my little host, my other host take over. So COVID-19, what was it like for you? Because it was like, you know, 2019 was okay. But the start of 2020 and the still going on with 2021, how did that go for you? And did you go crazy?
Well, it was, you know, I'm in California, so it was, you know, obviously we had some very high numbers, so there was very strict you know, rules about going out and how many people could be in. And, you know, to me it was, I don't know, it didn't affect me as negatively, I think, as a lot of other people. I just seemed to think, okay, well, this is going to pass. I didn't know it was going to take as long as it did, but it was, you know, I think it was a time to do different things, find different projects to do, different things around the house, and reconnect with a lot of people that, you know, I went to high school or college with, and getting back in touch with them because, you couldn't meet up with them anymore. So we would do Zoom calls or talk to people and things like that. So I came through fairly unscathed. It was okay.
Well, yeah. I mean, my last question about that. So, because everyone was home, basically, and everything, did you find the refrigerator, like, more inviting than you normally would because you're home and there's nothing else to do besides watching TV or clean your closet for the 13th time with, you know? I haven't cleaned my closet yet. I should have during that whole time. But I was busy hosting the show because no one could say no to me because no one had anything to do. So how was it with you in the refrigerator? Because I think the refrigerator has been bad for all of us. But, yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, the interesting thing was because there were so many lines at grocery stores and so many things were out of stock because people, you know, started buying as many things as they could buy. It was really trying to find some things online and different kind of things like that to put in your refrigerator. But it was, you know, as an actor too, you're around your home a lot. So you kind of get used to knowing, okay, I don't need to, you know, I looked at this time and I said, okay, I can either put on a lot of weight and, you know, eat too much or I can work out. And I ended up just working out a lot more. And I was fortunately able to fend off all the temptations of the refrigerator.
See, you have the whole wheelbarrow and you want to work out. And that's great. You know, I wish I had that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, great thing about
yeah.
that. But I look at working out like crap. I mean, it's great, but when you do, you feel great afterwards. But then your body hurts. So, yeah, it's a hidden
Oh, yeah.
yeah. And
well,
Nadia,
I
know.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
I mean, working out. Should be easy, Mark. I mean, it should be easy. Oh, you know, I really think they should just give people a pill And then no one will ever gain weight ever again, and that would be a great solution to all of this problem. But, yeah. But I cannot forget about Nadia because I don't want her to kill me. Nadia, I'm sure you have questions, right?
Yes. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, Nadia. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for being here. We love having you. It's great.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So I have a couple, I have a few questions. So I see on that you were on Jane the Virgin. How was it like working on that show?
That show, I had seen it, you know, obviously I'd watched it on TV a few times. It was a really good show. It was really interesting. And the great thing about that is a lot of shows don't do table reads, but they do. So it was a really good experience because you got to go in and really sit down and do a table read, almost like you would if you were doing a film, even though it was just the, it's a one-hour episodic show. We got a chance to come in and do a table read, and you got to meet a lot of the people, and I really enjoyed being on there. It was a good time, and like I said, it was another primetime show to work on that was a successful show. So I was very happy to be working on that.
Awesome, yeah, because I absolutely loved that show when I saw it on Netflix. Because I saw the last season on TV, but the rest I didn't. But then I saw the rest of it on Netflix. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, and then I remembered, and I was like, oh, yes. I was like, he looks so familiar.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I mean, it's a really unique show. It's written really well. It's stylized. There was a really good actors on there who had impeccable timing. And it was, like I said, I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. And you are also on Sunset Beach. Can you tell us a little bit about what it was like working on there?
Yeah, it was, that was I think my very first job. I had actually worked on there as a lifeguard to start. That may have been uncredited. I don't know. But they had, I had worked on there. And another great experience. There was a guy on there named Jason George, very well-known actor, and he's done a lot of different things. And he and I think I had five lines. You know, it was a small role, and he was, one of the stars of the show. And so he actually I learned a really great lesson from him. So, I mean, here I had a small role. Obviously, he knew his lines, but he came over to me and asked, would you like to run lines? And, when you've got five lines, it's one of your first your very first jobs ever, you're nervous, all kinds of different things. And he really made it comfortable and easy because he came over and ran lines. It was a great precedent and great example to set. And I have always remembered that. So when I see somebody who's, I'm on there and I've got a lot of stuff and they've got a few lines, I always kind of go over and say hi to them and, try to run lines to them because he set that good example. And so that was, but we shot it at, I believe, Seal Beach, and you're basically sitting on the beach all day. It was a wonderful job. It was great. We had a good time. I had screen tested for one of the lead roles on the show, and I didn't get the part, but they brought me back as the bartender. So I would work every now and then as the bartender, which was great because it was a recurring role. You never knew when it was going to happen, but when it did, you were very thankful because you thought, all right, I might be able to pay my rent this month. So it was a good time, and it was another great place to learn because when you're the bartender, you don't have as much to say. You got a few lines here and there, so you kind of get to watch how it's done and learn a little bit. So that was I enjoyed it. I really liked that a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I used to watch Sunset Beach a long, long time ago.
Right. Yeah, it's been a long time. It's hard to believe how many soaps. It's hard for me to believe how many soaps there used to be and how many soaps there are now. It's sad. When I started on, I remember at one point, I know there was at least 12 soaps. I mean, there were a lot, and we were on both coasts. Yeah, there was a lot of subs. I'm surprised that some of them haven't brought some of them even back online and things like that, because, you know, the audience is out there. I know that, you know. So it's, you know, maybe you wouldn't be able to pay the people as much or things like that, but I think you still get people to do it, and I know that people would watch, because, you know, I see the numbers of the things that tune in the locker room and different kinds of streaming shows that, you know, when we're doing cast talks, and I think that people would watch it. I really do.
I do, too. And it's amazing how, like, there's barely any primetime soaps anymore. You know, they used to be both primetime and daytime soaps.
Yeah.
There was tons of them.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I know that they've tried some of them. I think it's just like any other TV show. It's kind of hit and miss. Sometimes it works, sometimes they don't, but... You know, I think that there's definitely a place for it, because we know there's an audience. So I think if you put the right cast together and the right team, I think it would certainly work.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And also, too, you were on CSI Miami?
Yes. Yes. That was...
Can you tell us what it was like working on there?
Yeah, it was... You know, I got to work with David Caruso, which was really great, and Rex Lynn, who has been around a long time, great character actor, and it's really interesting, too, because I grew up in Florida, so I know exactly what the marshes and the swamps look like, and while we're shooting that scene, we're shooting it in this reservoir in California, and it's amazing how much they made that look exactly like it looks in Florida. It was shocking to see, and that was a good experience, because, you know, I think that when you get to work with somebody like a David Caruso or Rex Lynn, who've been around and been so successful in this business for such a long time, just to watch how they do. I'm a sponge. I observe everything and I watch everything, and it's interesting to watch how they went through their progressions and what they did, I had a great time working on there. That was a lot of fun to be able to work on that show.
Yes, CSI Miami is great. I think all the CSIs are great. CSI is like NCIS. They have all different areas, Miami, New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's what's great about those procedural shows, is because a lot of times they have one storyline for that episode, and it wraps up at the end. There's a conclusion. There's a resolution. And I think that, to me, is a lot of times what people want to see, is they want, you know, they want something to be entertained for an hour and have, you know, the good guy win at the end or whatever it is. You know, I think that's, you know, those shows end up doing really well. So, you know, when you have spinoffs, they get, you know, big actors. This is a different time. So you're getting a lot of people that used to do film coming into television. And so you really do get some good actors and some good people on the shows.
Exactly. Yes. So, yeah. And going back to As the World Turns and Days of Our Lives, I used to watch both shows. Both soap operas, and I love both of them very much, because I used to watch them with my grandmother when I was young, really young.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, so I still watch Days of Our Lives. So now my other question is, what is your greatest strength as an actor?
Well, I mean, to me personally, I believe it's a sense of vulnerability, which I think that every actor should work on, especially as a man, because, you know, I think that's what connects people to other people. You know, maybe you can't relate to that person because, you know, they're a different sex or they're a different race or whatever else, but everyone has a particular sense of vulnerability, whether it be pain or sadness or hurt or excitement or whatever it is, that you let people see that. And I think that, you know, that's one of the things you really got to hone. And I know that I got to hone on As the World Turns, is because for the most part, a lot of guys are saying things that men don't always say. Right. So you have to really kind of work, and you're constantly professing your love and doing all these things that unfortunately men don't do very much or very well. So, you know, every day you're having to learn how to say something that you probably don't have a lot of experience saying as a man, or you're not as comfortable saying, because women are much more open and display their emotions in a more clear, concise way, I think, than men. So, you know, I think that was one of the great things about being on NAS World Turns, is being able to work on that and work on, letting them see you hurt and letting them see you do all these other things that I think, you know, as men, we tend to protect and cover up and hide so we don't come across as being perceived as weak, which it's not weak, it's strong, but that's, you know, the way you grow up. So, I think that's one of the things I really got to work on NAS World Returns. And it's interesting you say that about your grandmother, because that was the cool thing about going to, when they are the, you know, all the, they would have NAS World Returns fans come to, you know, we would have these once a year things, and seeing, and I can remember seeing several times, three generations of people there, daughter, mother, and grandmother would show up, and they'd all watch the show together. And it was really amazing to see, and it was such a, really, it really did bond families together and bring a lot of people closer. So I really enjoyed that when I was able to do that with the fans.
Exactly. Me too. That's one of the things about, like, you know, generations and stuff. As the world turns, I mean, that was such a great soap opera. When they went off the air, I was so sad.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, and it is hard. Like I said earlier, it's not like a once-a-week show that's on for 15, 16 weeks or whatever. It's
exactly.
52 weeks of the year, and you're seeing these people. You know, I wasn't a family character, so I wasn't on 5 days a week. But a lot of the people, Brian
right.
Park and Mara West, people like that, they were on 5 days a week, and you see them for year after year after year, every single day of the week.
Yep.
And so you really get close to these characters, and you feel like you know them and everything else. And so, and then when they take it off, it does. It's like it's almost a sense of loss, and because you were so close to these people and watching them and feeling like you, a lot of them you've watched grow up, you know, from teenage, you know, teenagers, and they start on the show, and now they're in their 30s or 40s, and you know, you've literally watched them grow up. So, yeah.
Exactly, it's true. Now, what are you doing now at the moment? Are you acting, or what exactly are you doing right now?
Yeah. So, you know, right now, I think that things have just started to kind of recently open up a little bit as far as auditions go because of COVID. And I recently worked on Insecure, which is a show on HBO. And, you know, it's really interesting because they have such, you know, the COVID protocols now. So it's a really different experience. It was really fun. I had a great time working on there. And it's just, you know, they really go out of the way to make sure that you're protected and taken care of with the virus spread and things like that, and making sure you don't spread it to anybody else. And so that's kind of been the things of auditions have just kind of started picking back up. And obviously they're not doing really too many in-person auditions now. So now as an actor, you tape yourself, you know, whether it be on your phone or on a camera, and you submit, and your agent submit you there. So there's not very many going to see the casting director auditions anymore. You pretty much put, it's all done virtually. You put yourself online, and you know, you put yourself on tape, and then you send it over. So, you know, that's kind of what I've been doing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that's pretty interesting. So how do you feel, like, doing that? Like, do you always, like, get, like, afraid that that's not good enough rather than being in person? Like, how do you feel about the taping part of it?
Well, I think there's good in both. You know, certainly when I started, you know, I started in 98 acting, and so you would go in, and for the most part, you would meet the casting director. You always read for the casting director, or you read with a reader, and the casting director was watching. And as the years have gone on, and people can submit from all over the world, casting directors have been inundated, and I mean, these people are crazily overworked, so you don't see them as much anymore because they've got so many things coming from Australia and different countries and things like that. So a lot of times you may be meeting with the assistant or the associate and things like that. So you don't as much missing the cast director now because you, unless it's a bigger role, you get farther down the line, you don't really see them. And the great thing I think about being able to do it tape yourself is you can shoot it whenever you want. You can put out your best take. you know, you can make sure you can shoot it several times and take your best one and send it over. And a lot of people, a lot of actors who have side jobs, a lot of us at times have had to have side jobs to pay the bills when the acting wasn't. It's a lot easier now in the sense that I think that you don't have to miss a shift. If you work at a restaurant, you know, you'd have to call somebody and say, hey, I've got an audition today. Someone would have to cover your shift. You'd lose that shift of money. You're thankful to go to the audition, but you're also going to lose some money by not going to the job you need, and that might decide whether you pay your rent that month or not. So now, you know, you can pretty much put yourself on tape whenever. You know, you have a, can usually give you about 2-3 days to get the audition in. You know, so you've got time to do it. You can do it at kind of at your leisure. And so I don't know. I think that there's good and bad to both of it, but I've actually really enjoyed it. It's been a learning experience because you have to learn about lighting and getting the right sound and everything else. But it's actually been pretty good. I've enjoyed it.
That's awesome. And do you have any plans on wanting to be on any of the soap operas that are on now?
I mean, I've auditioned for a couple of them over the years. You know, I mean, I think that there's, you know, we've still got, what, 4 left?
Yeah.
I think that's right, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't say no. And, I mean, I certainly think that there's some great shows out there. And, I mean, you know, obviously General Hospital has been still doing extraordinarily well and some great actors
yeah.
in that show. And so, you know, I think that show – I think that show, in my opinion, with the acting that they have and the style of acting they have and how good all of them are, there's no doubt in my mind that couldn't be a successful primetime show. I really do think it's
yes.
always been that way. They've always mm-hmm. been, in my opinion, the standard. I just think that the subtlety but real emotions of their actors are unmatched. I think they do a great job over there.
They do. They're excellent. I agree with you. I can't say there's not one of them that's not good. They're all good.
Right. Right. Well, Mark Teshner is the cast director there. He's been there a long time. He knows what he's doing, and they run that place really well. And you know, I agree with you. I just think that when you watch it, there's no reason I can easily say that as a nighttime show.
Yep. Yeah, I can see them lasting for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's, again, they've had a huge following for the longest time. I remember looking up when, the numbers, you know, obviously there was only 3 channels back then, but when Luke and Laura had their wedding, like, the millions of people that watched that was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I mean, so, I mean, like I said, I know it was only 3 channels, but still, it was a daytime show that got ratings that would beat American Idol now. It's incredible.
Right.
It really
exactly.
A testament to how well that show has done and the storylines they've had.
Yes. My mom, she watched, she was in college when Luke and Laura's wedding back then.
So she
would tell me all about the wedding, and I was like, oh wow.
Oh yeah. And it was on the cover of all the magazines in the stores and
yeah.
I mean, you know, big magazines.
Everybody watched
you know,
it.
Mhm. Oh yeah, it was huge. You know, it was like Who Shot JR? I mean, it was up there. So
mm-hmm.
pretty big.
Yeah. Yep. And so I have a couple more questions. So what did you like working better on, daytime or prime time? But I know you mostly worked on prime time, but what did you like better doing?
I don't know that I could say I liked either one of them better than the other. I think that
mm-hmm.
daytime is a unique experience because you really only have one take, and they've got 3 cameras
right.
set up. And that's what people don't understand about daytime. Some people knock it, this and that, and I say, okay, you give me any actor, and you give them 10 or 15 pages of dialogue that they learned the night before, and you give them one take, and let's see what you get. I mean, it's a different experience. You have one take, you have a camera rehearsal, and then you're shooting, and they don't have time to say, hey, can I try that again? No, we're shooting 80 pages a day. We don't have time for it. So, you know, it's one shot. And And that was fun because, in a sense, it was like theater. It was like doing a play. You had one shot. You better get up there and do it, you know, because they don't really have time for you to mess up. So that was different. Where primetime, you shoot it so many times, so many different angles, and you have a lot of takes, you know, I mean, at least 5 to 10 takes. So they're because they're shooting, you know, the other person's coverage, then your coverage, and if there's other people in the scene, they're shooting that as a whole. So it's a lot longer process. You might shoot a page that day. That's it. You know, maybe a page and a half, you know, for your scenes, where on a soap, at minimum, you might have 10 to 15 pages. So it's a different pace, but they're both fun, and you can both learn a lot from it, because with the soaps, you really had to, you know, make some strong choices and go quickly because it was one take. And the other one, you would find things as you go because they're giving you, you know, the other actor is giving you different reactions or different things are happening. So you get to play around a little bit more, almost like you would in a check rehearsal for a play. So, you know, yeah, I don't know that I could say one is better than the other. They're both unique, and I enjoy both of them.
Right. Well, Mark, I just want to say thank you so much for answering my questions, because we do have other callers.
Okay, well, thank you, Nadia. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
And, yeah, we do. And I think you know this person. And he's absolutely a guardian angel. He's an angel. And he has a book out, so people buy his book. Hey, Marcus.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good, Marcus. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for doing this. You know, tell the folks about SoapCon Live tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. I hope you plan on joining in. I hope a lot of people get a chance to watch it. It's going to be a good time. I love doing these things, and we just have a lot of fun, and I think that people tune in, they're going to see it's a lot of fun, and hopefully they can get with some friends or family and watch it.
Yeah, that's one of the two that I'm going to plan on doing tomorrow, yours and one more, so I can't wait.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I appreciate you watching.
Of course. Great, great. And you're one of my favorite interviews, so thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Oh, anytime. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You know, it means a lot that you call in and other people call in. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you. Thank you, Marco.
Yeah, thank you, Marcus. Did you have any more questions, Mark? Oh, no, he left us.
Oh.
Yeah. 9-1-10, Bobby, you on the air.
That's me.
Of course.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing? What's your name?
I'm doing fine. This is Bobby.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, you missed a good opportunity back a couple months ago when you played, and you had that storyline being played out recently. That would have been funny as well for you and her, and it would have been also a storyline. I don't know how bad it would have gone.
I'm sorry, there was a lot of noise here. I couldn't hear very much. Could you repeat that?
Yeah. It would have been interesting to see you and Katie McClain on Days of Our Lives a few months ago when she was Jen, because had that storyline taken place a few months ago, it would have been a great reunion between you and Katie.
Katie McClain?
Yeah, who played Rosanna. So,
oh yeah, when we were on there together, she was great to work with. We actually, because they had a flashback of Mike and Rosanna, that was my first on screen kiss ever, was with her. So it was that was kind of a unique moment.
Yeah, but like you said earlier, it would be great to go on General Hospital to maybe reunite with Marv, because that could be very interesting right there. Because I cannot see Ava and your character, whoever it might be, stirring up trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Mara's great. And, she's always been great. She does well no matter where she goes. So that would be wonderful to work with her.
Yeah, and whoever Roger plays back as, that would be a great reunion too. So you can kind of have a little bit of an Asworld turn reunion on General Hospital.
Yeah, I'm with you. I like that idea.
Yeah. It's just too bad that you and Kate and Harry didn't join One Life to Live at the time that Roger came over there to reclaim the role of Todd, because that could have been a great reunion right there, even if it was short-lived.
Yeah, absolutely. You got some great ideas. I think they need to hire you.
Well, I always learn from Carly.
Right.
But
I love
anyways,
your ideas. They sound great.
Yeah, but I look forward to maybe seeing you back on Soap, no matter what Soap it is, and hopefully down the road, it might be streaming or one of the four remaining Soaps. So just keep my eyes and out for it.
Well, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate you saying that.
And you have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Okay, so let me put Bobby on hold. Hold on. Let me see. There might be one more call. Hello, you on the air? Hello? Oh, they just want to hear us talk. Okay. We would love to have you back anytime, right, Nadia?
Yes. We enjoy having you.
I have your email
address. I could have asked
address.
So much more questions.
Yeah, since I have your email address, which is scary for people. Yes, we would love to have you back anytime.
Absolutely. So you let me know whenever you want. Nadia, if you got more questions, you let me know. I'll answer whatever you need.
Okay, perfect. Also, too, I was going to say, now, for the SoapCon, did you have a thing that you can audio or autograph, or you're just part of the panel?
Yeah, I do. I believe if you, when you go on the website, there is a particular place where I think it says stars up at the top. There's a lot of different tabs, and one of them says stars. And if you hit that, it will take you to the pages of all the people, right? And then you can click that and you can do it. So, yeah, I have, you can get a meet and greet, or you can do an autograph, or you can do a video greeting. So, yeah, I'll be open to doing any of those.
Okay. Yeah, because I did some of them, because I did the autograph part, so, and I didn't see, maybe yours was after when it first came out, because I didn't see yours, because I know I would have bought yours if I saw it. So I just have to go back and do it.
I'm pretty sure it should be on there. As we're sitting here,
I'll
I
have to
look
go
it up.
Back
Hold
and
on. Look. Here we go. Let's see. If I scroll down, there's Mark. Hold on. They actually have. Yeah, it has fan interaction opportunities, autograph, video greeting, meet and greet, or VIP packages. Yes, they have all those there.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Because, all right, perfect. I'll definitely will go back and buy yours.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm excited That's for awesome. Tomorrow. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think people will enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I hope we can get a good bit
great.
Of people to tune in. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a great
I'm
idea.
Hoping to tune in as well. So
good. Well, I think
that's
that,
awesome.
I think they were smart to do it on a Saturday when people have, maybe not work or things like that, so they'll have an opportunity to watch it.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, again, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you all having me on. I had a good time.
Yeah,
me too.
Come back, well. I have your email address, so that makes Carly really happy. And so, yeah, we will get you on maybe in the fall. And everyone, don't forget about SoapCon tomorrow, You know, you guys, it's going to be awesome. So don't miss it.
Great. Well, thank you. I hope you all tune in tomorrow.
Yeah,
yes,
you too.
Definitely.
Have a great day.
Thank
have
you.
A
you
great
guys, too.
Night.
Appreciate
or
it.
Day. Sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, good night to you guys and day to some of you all. So thank you. Talk to you all later.
Yeah.
Take
right,
care.
Have a good day. Yep.
You too.
Bye.
You too. Have a great Friday and the weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
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 So that was a great interview.
Yes, you have a good night. I'm ready for bed already. Don't get it.
You know, and you know. Oh, Bobby, you're on.
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
And, okay, I do apologize for saying another word, okay? They really should have three subs of the A's in it, okay? You know, because your mind goes to all different subs. You know, all different subs your mind goes to. And everything. And Bobby, what are you doing this weekend, sweetie?
Well, nothing much. I'm just kind of going to relax.
Oh. Well, So what exactly are you doing?
I'm probably just going to relax, maybe go to the park and watch some softball being played, and that's it.
Okay, what are you doing this weekend, Nadia?
This weekend, I don't know. Well, tomorrow I'm probably going to be going out with my friend, Alicia. We're probably going to get together. Yep. And then
I have no concept what that means anymore because they just put us back to phase two. So I'm never going to see my friend ever again.
And then on Sunday, I have a Zoom with Eric Motzel and Mike Manning.
Okay, and you know, you're supposed to tell Eric hi from his number two family and come back
we
on
had
this,
both.
So you know that. That's just your job in life.
We had both of them on the show, don't forget.
We had both you know, them because the I love him. Excuse me, I do love Eric.
Listen.
I do love Mike. So maybe Mike and Eric come on the show together. Oh, that would be sexy.
That would
okay,
be.
Okay, so there's no show tonight, Bobby, just so you know.
Right.
And because us girls are kind of busy tonight. So
yes.
The three of us are going to the Nancy Lee Grand event. It starts at 4 o'clock my time. Thank you, Nadia, for letting me know that because I thought it meant 7 my time and I would have missed it. So, yeah. And so I'm looking forward to it because I've never done a Zoom with Nancy. So, you know, this is going to be nice and fun. And then tomorrow, my plan is to sleep and watch shows. And that's my plan for Sunday because, you know what, we've been working so hard lately that sometimes I just want to crawl in my bed, just put the TV on and fall asleep. And, you know, and last weekend it was weird. I woke up on Saturday thinking it was Sunday, and then I got depressed. That I'm like, wait, I just have one day of this weekend. And then I looked at my, my phone, and I'm like, oh, it is Saturday, yay. So, yes, so that is, you know, great. And do we know who we have coming up next week? Next week on Daytime After Dark. Stay tuned.
hold on, let's see. Yes, yeah, so on the 3rd, May 3rd, I can't believe it's May already. Today's the last day of April, everybody. Oh, my God.
Yay.
May 3rd, we have Porter from General Hospital. He will be on
yes,
the show.
Yes, we do.
What time is that?
I don't even know. What time is that, Carly?
Oh, that's at noon. Sorry. Noon, my time.
Okay. Okay, hold on. The Porter, and then May 4th, we have Jay Allen.
Oh, fun.
May 5th, we have Nui's Nomad. May 6th, we have Gary Pratt.
Wow.
May 7th, we have Miss Freddy.
Oh, wow. We are busy people.
We're busy that
that's
week.
That's why I'm sleeping this
Hold
weekend.
On. We're busy this whole, all of next week.
Yep, and my dad's birthday is May 4th, but so is my grandmother on my dad's side, who's, you know, I call her Elena Castellan. Yeah, so that just reminds me I have to go buy a gift for my dad. But my parents are leaving for Idaho on the 6th, and they're not taking grandma, and so I just have to call every few hours, and I just hope she doesn't stop by all the time because they are going for like 7 days, 6 days. So I told my mom, okay, if you're going to do that to me, then you need to drive me down Oregon when it's safe because I want to go hang out with my cousin and then get the best pizza in the whole wide world. No, mommy, yes, it's the best. Place is like Italian pizza. Oh my God. And it's like little grill pizza. Oh my God. And I'm like salivating thinking about it. Yeah, it's so good, you guys. It's the best. And be proud of me, people. I did the grocery store before we got on air. So Carly woke up for everyone at 8. You're welcome. And does anyone else have to go grocery shopping this weekend?
No, I already got what I need.
Oh. Okay, and my next question. So when you two go grocery shopping, both of you, this is for both, do you guys always really, really, really have the list? Because I never have the list. And, I mean, that... Number one, could it mean trouble? Number two, it could be a good thing. What about you guys? Do you have a list or not a list?
I have someone do it for me.
Wait. You don't want to go in the store and do it for yourself?
Well, with COVID and stuff, it's been kind of different.
I love, okay. See, I'm too controlling to one, so I'm going to go in and get my stuff because I know exactly what kind of the brand I want. And everything about you, I'm Nadia.
Me, well, right now I have somebody doing my shopping for me, but normally I always bring a list. Sometimes,
see, okay.
Sometimes what's on the list, I forget to buy sometimes. I walk right by it or I forget. But,
you know,
right now,
I think because Instacart
right now.
Well, because I think because I'm the way, you know, it's like things entice me when I go in the grocery store. And really, it's not my fault. I mean, the donut case is right there. Can you actually walk away from the donuts? Come on, people. Come on. That's why the bakery section should be outed. Well, not really, because there goes my maple balls, and I will hate that. So, yes, we will be back. So we on air all next week, all 5 days. So, wait, do we have a Monday show? My mind is gone.
Yes.
Okay.
We do have
and
a Monday show.
It's on a Friday, right? Is it a Friday or a Saturday? The 7th.
Yeah. And,
for what?
For the show that we're doing.
Yes, and I promise sometime this weekend I'm going to make the shows when I have the energy to make the shows. Yes, but everyone, please enjoy your weekend. Even though you're still vaccinated, please just wear the mask because unfortunately in Seattle, the numbers are going up. Again, and we are back to phase two, or we might be back on phase two very soon. So the moral of the story is wear a mask and be really jealous of Nadia right now because she's seeing my look fine in August or whatever, you know.
July.
I'm not in a great mood over that because I love my look. I love the fine more than anyone. So, yes, but, you know, you promised to do that what I asked. So, okay, people, well, we are going to say goodbye for now, but we will see you on Monday afternoon and noon with Porto. And just remember, there's no show Friday night because we all at Nancy's thing. And another thing before we go, Mel Brooks is not dead. It was just a hoax. Oh, someone got it wrong. And Mike Pence is saying horrible things on Trudeau and blaming Biden for Trump's mess. So that's what's going on Trudeau. And so enjoy your weekend and it'll be crazy.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye, Bobby. All right, see you tonight, Carly.